What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled "The Sudden Death of Susan Wojcicki's Son is Proof that God is Beginning to Turn Against the Dirty, Dirty Jews." So as you guys know, Susan Wojcicki's son died of a drug overdose. Now, right off the bat, the guy is probably innocent, as in he's not the one responsible for deleting MGTOW and getting us off of Google and all that horrible stuff that his mother did to us. And as far as we know, her son could have been a good little Jewish boy, and he might be going to heaven, you know. Maybe this drug overdose was God's way of mercy and taking him from his evil Zionist mother and granting him paradise. But at the end of the day, guys, this video is not a glorification of the death of the son of Susan, but it shows you that God is beginning to turn against the dirty, dirty Jews. If you remember, during the time of Pharaoh, God had Pharaoh murder all the firstborn of the Israelites, because that was God's way of saying, hey man, you all better start waking up, dudes, you know. So the death of Susan Wojcicki's son is God's way of telling the dirty, dirty Jews, y'all better start waking up. So as you guys know, the Jews have been winning, and they've been winning a lot. You know, TFM calls them the cathedral. They've been winning. And even if they do have setbacks, they double, triple, quadruple down. And here's what you guys need to understand, okay? When I see small stuff, I mean, for you guys out there, the death of Susan Wojcicki's son is insignificant to you, okay? Because you're like, okay, so he's just some 19-year-old kid at a fucking rave or at a university. He died of a drug overdose. Whoop-de-doo happens all the time. Keep it moving, right? But I see things differently. You see, it's a small things that God does that you have to be aware of. It's not the big things, you know. It's the small things that let you know that God is all right. He's getting off his throne and he's beginning to make some moves. It's always, always the small things, okay? So, right now, guys, the Jews are in a perilous situation. They don't see it, okay? See, the thing you guys gotta understand about Jews is that God says the Jews are gonna go down the same way Pharaoh went down, okay? Pharaoh was at his most arrogant. You guys wanna know when Pharaoh was at his most arrogant? Seconds before he died. Even though Pharaoh had, what, 9 to 12 plagues from God, every plague made Pharaoh become more and more obstinate, more and more arrogant, okay? It's the same thing with dirty Jews like Susan Wojcicki. Every setback that God gives them, they're just gonna double down, triple down, quadruple down. Just, they're not gonna get the sign. And again, like Pharaoh, you know, Pharaoh's heart hardened against the God, against the truth, okay? It's the same thing with Susan and other dirty, dirty Jews like her, okay? There's really no redemption for them, okay? So this video is for the Salihun, it's for righteous people, and it's also for Jews who might be sitting on the fence, because I'm telling the Jews right now, don't be a dirty Jew. Don't be a Zionist Jew, because it's going to end real bad for you, okay? Now, for the Salihun, for the righteous, I'm telling you guys, God is beginning to make moves against the dirty Jews that's going to culminate in their extermination, okay? Islam tells us that there will be an extermination of the Jews. And that extermination is going to be so glorious that a tree is going to talk and say, hey, faithful of God, there's a dirty Jew hiding behind me. Come and execute him. Now, are trees going to talk? No, they're not. All this really means is that the populace is going to be so fed up of dirty, dirty Jews that they're just gonna destroy them, you know? So you guys out there watching this gotta understand that God is making moves. The tides are beginning to turn against the dirty, dirty Jews. We see the dirty Jews winning in Palestine. They're winning in the White House. But see, here's the thing about how God moves, okay? See, you can't outsmart God. You see, when God acts, let me put it to you in this way, okay? You ever see one of those UFC fights where a guy is like undefeated and the chance of the other guy beating him toe-to-toe is like non-existent, and then that super-duper undefeated fighter like trips over something and then the other fighter just gets on top of him and starts raining elbows, and then the referee has to like call it, you know? That's how God operates, okay? So even if the dirty, dirty Jews have everything set upright, the way God comes in, they can't outsmart God, okay? Susan Wojcicki, with all the power, all the money, all the influence she has, she couldn't save her son from a drug overdose, okay? Imagine that, dudes. Imagine all the money, all the power, all the influence in the world, and yet Susan Wojcicki's son dies like a freaking commoner on the streets of, like a freaking homeless person on the streets of Portland, Oregon, okay? This is God telling you guys, hey man, I'm making moves, dudes. So what's gonna eventually happen, guys? When Pharaoh was at his most arrogant when he saw the Red Sea part, okay? When the Red Sea parted, Pharaoh genuinely thought that the Red Sea parted because he was God. At that point, Pharaoh thought to himself that I am God. This is why the Red Sea parted. The Red Sea parted because I am God. And then seconds later, when the Red Sea came crashing down on him, that's when he said, I now believe in the God of Moses. And that's when the God of Moses replied, sorry, bro, too late now, you're going to hell. Okay? You see, these dirty, dirty Jews, they're going to believe their gods up until the last microsecond before they are exterminated. Okay, guys? This is what I want you guys out there to understand. Zionists like Susan Wojcicki, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, they're just not gonna become decent people, okay? They're gonna die like Pharaoh. It is what it is. Now, they will look like they're undefeatable. They will look like they're immortal. But you guys need to understand, God is gonna fuck their shit up. For example, Scamarona. As you guys know, Scamarona was supposed to be released in 2025, but apparently some janitor or some guy with morals in China let the disease out early, and that fucked the Jews' shit up, okay? So this is how God works. God fucks your shit. God literally will trip you up, okay? And that's exactly what God did. So when the Jews think they're winning, that's when God is gonna trip them up like a UFC fighter who's undefeated, you know. Just like when a UFC fighter, you know, trips on his own accord, you know, he messed up. When that person messes up, boom, the other fighter takes advantage of him, okay? When the dirty, dirty Jews get tripped up, that's when we, the Salehun, are gonna exterminate them. Guys, extermination of the Jews is going to happen. Whether I like it or not, whether you like it or not, they will be exterminated. And quite frankly, they deserve to be exterminated. You guys think shit is bad now? It's gonna be a lot worse, guys. It's gonna be a lot worse. worse because of the Jews. And again, when I say Jews, I'm not talking about Halsey. I'm not talking about Martin Goldberg. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the dirty, dirty Jews. Again, the Zuckerbergs, the Wachowskis, the George Soros, you know, the Zionist Netanyahu and the rest of his kind. Those are the Jews I'm talking about, the Zionist ones. By the way, guys, these so-called Jews, they're not Jewish, okay? Mark Zuckerberg believes that the Torah is fairy tales. George Soros doesn't believe in God. You know, Susan Wojcicki promotes homosexuality and tranny faggot sex and all that bullshit. So these people are not even Jews to begin with. Heck, Ashkenazis aren't even chosen people, you know. The chosen people are the Israelites, the people of the descendants of the prophet Yaqub. The prophet Yaqub, his God-given name was Israel. Israel in Semitic languages sure sounds like Izzallah. Izzallah means the pride and glory of God. This is why they say the Jews are the apple of God's eyes, okay? Do you guys want to know who the Israelites are? King David, Jesus, and me, okay? And, you know, probably millions of other people too. You know, her descendants of Jacob. You have to remember, you know, Jacob has been around, you know, Jacob is like, what, 4,000 years old? So something like that. So yeah, his descendants are numerous, but no, Ashkenazis are not Israelites. They don't even have the blood of Israel in him. Yet they're more than happy to call anybody else anti-Semite, even though the Ashkenazis aren't even descendants of Shem. By the way, guys, for those of you who don't know, Semite comes from Shem, okay? Here's how it works. After the flood, the three sons of Noah repopulated the world after the flood, okay? Noah had three sons, Ham, Japheth, and Yam, okay? Shem, Ham, and Japheth, okay? From those three sons of Noah, humanity was repopulated. Now, here's the thing. Shem, he is the one that Abraham came from, okay? Abraham came from Shem, okay? So all the descendants of Shem are Semites, okay? You guys want to know who are descendants of Shem? Israelites, Arabs, and Romans, okay? So the average Goy probably has more Shem blood in him than fucking Susan Wojcicki. Yet they're more than happy to call any Goy who is not pro-Zionism a anti-Semite. See, this is the thing about Jews, dudes. The Jews, they pervert truth, okay? You know, y'all gotta read the first couple of pages of Surah Al-Baqarah. It's all in there, man. You know, for example, God in Surah Al-Baqarah tells us, do not take the Jews and the Christians who have taken each other as ally. I mean, how can you be a Christian and be an ally of the Jews, you know? Don't you know what they say about Jesus, you know? You can't be a Christian and be an ally of the Jews. I mean, it's, again, they killed Jesus for God's sakes. And they talk shit about him, you know, don't believe me, ask Sarah Silverman, you know. Just type in Google, Sarah Silverman, Jesus comedy, you know, you can watch that clip on your own. So, fundamentally, a Jew and a Christian cannot be friends, you know. If the Jew is respectable about Jesus, you know, he's misguided, okay, that's cool. But your typical Jew hates Jesus more than anything else, you know. Have you guys seen that skit with, what's his name, that dirty Jew? He's the producer of the Seinfeld. It's not Jerry Seinfeld. God, I forgot his name. David Sumpson. Yeah, he was peeing all over a portrait of Jesus, you know. So there you go, guys. See, Jews who hate Jesus, you can't be friends with them, you know. You can't ally yourself with them. It's like, how can you do it, dudes? How can you ally yourself with somebody who hates Jesus? You can't do it, dudes. It's the same thing with us Muslims, as by the way, you know. You can't ally yourself with somebody who just hates one of your prophets. If they're misguided, or the very least, you know, they're respectable about your prophet, okay, that's cool. But when they just have outright hate, like Sarah Silverman and the producer of Seinfeld, again, David Sumpson, I forgot. You can't be friends with somebody like that. You cannot be allies with somebody like that. So this is why Islam tells us, do not take allies of Jews and Christians who have taken allies with each other. This is why just about everybody in the US federal government is quite frankly a traitor, you know, because they have allied themselves with dirty Jews who are the total and complete opposite of what this country was built on. You know, this whole Judeo-Christian thing is totally bullshit. I mean, how can it be Judeo-Christian when the Jews are openly saying Jesus is an ancient nigger and, well, kill him again. Kill him again. You know, that's what Sarah Silverman says in her comedy routine. I'll kill him again. I'll kill him again, you know. So, at the end of the day, guys, what you guys need to understand is that the Jews... See, I go fishing a lot, okay? Now, when you go fishing, guys... Do you want to know when the fish fights the hardest? When it comes close to the surface, okay? When the fish comes close to the surface, it knows that it's going to be over for it soon. So it fights the hardest, okay? See, the Jews are now being exposed, okay? Because in order for their master plan to be pulled off, they have to expose themselves, you know. For 20 years, the Jews have been saying, oh, yes, the Muslims, you know. Remember when the Jews said the Muslim Brotherhood runs the White House and that Obama is a closet Muslim spreading Sharia law? For 20 years, the Jews have been saying, oh, yeah, it's Islam. Yeah, it's the Muslim Brotherhood. When in reality... the Jews were strategically placing their people all over the federal government. And today, guys, you know, so many people have uploaded videos on MGTOW TV exposing, you know, all the Jews in the U.S. government. So, I mean, how many Muslims are in the U.S. government? I mean, other than two deranged, mentally ill hojabis who can't keep their legs closed, how many Muslims are in the federal government calling the shots, you know? The woman who closed, the CDC woman, Rachel, what's her name, who closed down all of America, you know, is she Muslim? No, she's Jewish, you know? So, Jews have to expose themselves before their grandmaster plan of taking over the world. They have to expose themselves, okay? Now they're still trying to blame Muslims here and there, shit like that, but ain't nobody's buying it. I mean, if Muslims were really running the show, would Palestine be happening right now? I mean, there's a literal genocide going on in Palestine and nobody cares about it. If Muslims were really in charge of the U.S. government, would a genocide be going on in Palestine right about now against Muslims? No. And another thing you guys need to understand, okay? This whole Black Month, Black Power shit going on, guys, the Jews need civil war, okay? You guys remember the whole clash of civilization thing with the Muslims? You know that Muslims and non-Muslims are gonna murder each other. The Jews are desperate for a civil war. They're desperate for they're desperate for a distraction. You guys need to understand. The Jews are the equivalent of a con artist who stole all the gold or all the money from the casino and now they need a distraction so they can get away, okay? The Jews are desperate for a distraction, and they're trying their hardest to get that distraction, whether it's anti-Islam, you know, clash of civilization, whether it's pro-black, whatever the case is, guys, the Jews need that distraction so they can get away with their master plan, okay? Because once the Jews have the distraction they want, which is some sort of boogaloo or civil war, then the Jews can declare martial law, take away our guns, habeas corpus, throw us all in prison. They're desperate for that, guys, and they're not gonna stop until they get that. Now, from now until, you know, they get to that point, things are gonna get worse and worse and worse. And in the meantime, the Jews are gonna double down, triple down, quadruple down, like TFM says. They're gonna expose themselves more and more. And it's gonna get to the point, guys, where, like TFM said, okay? I forgot the exact quote that TFM says. When the pain of inaction is more than the pain of action, that's when people are gonna make moves, okay? So when things become so bad that it's better for you just to go out and exterminate Jews than to sit back and wait for the Jews to exterminate you, then that's when the Jews are gonna get exterminated. So this video is for all the good Jews out there who might be sitting on the fence right about now. Hey man, Zionism is bad. Stay away from Zionism. You know, disenfranchise, separate yourself from Susan Wojcicki, from fucking Loserberg and George Soros. You're gonna be fine, you know. Believe it or not, guys, I'm saving Jew lives here, okay? That's what I'm doing. I'm actually saving Jew lives because Islam tells us the Jews will be exterminated. It's gonna happen no matter what. So I'm saving Jew lives by telling, you know, the decent Jews, hey man, separate yourself from Susan Wojcicki, Loserberg, Netanyahu, George Soros. And also at the same time, I'm telling, you know, the Goyim, you know, when the time comes to exterminate the Jews, I'm telling you guys, it's not Shlomo, the deli owner who minds his own business, reads the Torah, that you have to go after. You know, he's, you know, he has no stake in all of this. You know, like TFM said, you know, the Orthodox Jews in New York, you know, who eat the pizza and the Chinese food, you know, they mind their own damn business. Yeah, they're innocent of this. You know, leave them alone. Those are not the ones you want to go after, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, I'm saving Jew lives. So, how long? Oh, 22 minutes. Damn, my voice is going. So, yeah, guys, God is beginning to make anti-dirty Jews moves. It's a small things you guys have to keep your eyes on. See, this is the thing about God, you know, it's the small things you have to watch out for. It's not the big things, dude. It's not the big things, you know. With God, it's usually the small things. And the death of Susan Wojcicki's son, that is proof that God is beginning to make moves against the dirty Jews. And like I said, dudes, these Jews, like Pharaoh, they're gonna go down like Pharaoh, okay? There is no redemption for Zionists like Susan or Soros or Loserberg or Netanyahu. These people are not gonna get any better until God decides to take their life. They're not gonna get any better, okay? In the meantime, you guys out there need to watch the smaller signs. And you need to be prepared because, again, God is gonna let these dirty Jews trip. When these dirty Jews trip, like a UFC, like an undefeated UFC fighter who trips, you just need to get on top of them and just keep on raining elbows until, you know, until they're no more, you know, I guess. So, again, I'm saving Jew lives. Like I said, Islam says the Jews are going to be exterminated. You know, it's going to happen whether they like it or not, whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, the Jews will be exterminated. I just don't want any Jews to be exterminated, so I'm saving Jew lives. You know, that's what we do on this channel, you know. We save Jew lives while talking shit about faggot tranny lives, you know. Just wondering what truck stop Coach Bitchville is going to be sucking dick at tonight, you know. Heard he's outside of Australia, so he probably has to find a truck stop, you know, wherever, in what country he's at today, okay? So anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.